This is KUNC. There are two words causing a lot of stir in Colorado's energy industry right now: zero carbon. Electric utilities that serve Denver, Fort Collins, and other communities have pledged in the coming decades to shed coal and natural gas in favor of cleaner sources like wind and solar. But as KUNC's Matt Bloom reports, the road ahead won't be easy.
About one-third of Colorado's carbon dioxide emissions come from large electric utilities, companies like Xcel Energy, Platte River Power Authority, and Black Hills. But not for long. The cost of using cleaner energy sources is falling fast.
Each one of these boxes, and perhaps you can help me describe it, it's kind of a big
refrigerator.
Big refrigerator.
Jerry Maritza works for United Power. The Northern Colorado utility recently purchased 80 lithium-ion batteries from Tesla. Yeah, Elon Musk's Tesla. The sleek white containers were put into two rows just off a frontage road near I-25 in Longmont. They store the energy produced from nearby wind and solar farms.
Each of these big refrigerators is about 50 kW of battery.
Kilowatts,
and it'll last 4 hours.
When fully charged, the batteries can provide electricity to about 1,000 homes. But that's a very small portion of United Power's customers. Maritza says the company still has some important questions to answer before they can scale it up.
How do they act on a cold day? How do they act on a hot day? Well, the best way, instead of reading the brochure that Tesla hands out, is to actually have one.
Right now, there's a lot of trial and error that must happen before getting to zero carbon. There's also a lot of waiting around.
We're setting a goal for 2050 to be completely carbon free.
This is Xcel Energy President Ben Folk in Denver last December. In a speech announcing the effort, he says it outright. Technologies like longer-lasting batteries, smaller nuclear reactors, and machines that can capture carbon aren't on the marketplace yet, but
just look at what we've done in the last 10 years. Today, we are investing in large wind and solar projects that are 70, if not 80% less expensive than they were just a decade ago.
While utilities like Xcel are betting that big innovations will happen over the next few years, Colorado lawmakers are trying to speed up that process.
I think they are achievable and supportable and scientifically based.
Casey Becker is the Democratic Speaker of the House. She's sponsoring a climate action bill that proposes writing zero carbon goals into state statute.
This bill will absolutely drive innovation and actually grow businesses and I think help the economy as Colorado continues to attract those businesses and those businesses help our utilities figure out how do we help reduce air pollution? How do we help reduce carbon pollution?
One of the more controversial answers to those questions is the early retirement of Colorado's coal plants, which could leave thousands without work in the very near future.
There are a handful of places where coal is very, very important to the local economy.
Will Tour is director of the Colorado Energy Office. He says there's a huge need for laws that help offset the impact of doing away with coal. One bill under consideration by Representative Chris Hansen would make it less expensive to pay off the costs of functioning coal plants that are being shut down.
He has built into that legislation an ability for a portion of those funds to be used directly for economic development and workforce transition in those affected communities.
Do you see that little Tesla thing up there?
Yeah.
Back in Longmont, Jerry Maritza is showing me a lesser-known feature hidden in the battery's logo.
Apparently, when we charge these things, that Tesla lights up red.
Maritza says that he's all for a transition to zero carbon. It makes good business sense. The batteries have already saved his company more than $1 million in operating costs. But right now, there's just no way to make that leap, which is why companies like United Power are picking dates so far out into the future.
Somebody sets these big goals and you're like, I'm the guy that actually has to like figure out how we're doing.
No, you summed it up perfectly. And notice also that they say 2050 because they know they're probably not going to be in office when that year shows up.
Maritza says he sees his role in the transition as a difficult but exciting challenge. He's already started planning another battery installation. Matt Bloom, KUNC, Longmont.